Isa sa pinaka nakakadismayang maranasan ng mga bagong dating na migrante ay ang makahanap o maghanap ng trabaho. Maaring maging balakid ang kakulangan sa lokal na karanasan at ang mga di pagkakaunawaan sa pagkakaiba-iba sa paniniwala at kultura. Sa paggamit ng Job Active, isang inisyatibo ng pamahalang federal na iniuugnay ang mga naghahanap ng hanap buhay at mga naghahanap ng empleyado ay isang paraan upang makahanap ng trabaho. Ang makapasok sa Australian job market ay maaaring maging mahirap sa una, partikular sa mga bagong dating na migrante at refugee. May 4 taon nang nakalipas nang unang nakarating sa Australia ang 30 taong gulang na laborer na si Bob. Siya ay nagmula Tanzania at nagtrabaho sa industriya ng konstruksyon. Anya, may ilang mga dahilan kung bakit mahirap makahanap ng trabaho ang mga bagong dating na migrante.
The first reason would be the language. Even if you used to speak English when you were at home, the accent, the way of communicating, it would be a little bit different to the ways that you used to apply when you were at home. So all that put things a little bit hard. But apart from that, there's the issue of culture as well. So for that reason, it is a little bit harder to just go hunt a job.
Matapos mabigo ng ilang ulit sa paghanap ng trabaho, nagdesisyong mag-apply si Bob sa isang job agency na nagbibigay ng oportunidad para trabaho. Ngunit inamin niya na halos lahat ng trabahong kanyang nakukuha ay casual at mas mababa sa kanyang kwalifikasyon. Ito anya'y nakakadismaya.
You are going to apply for the job with so much expectation. First of all, you want the job that maybe you think is the one that you should be doing. For instance, you want the job in the offices, the one that I was expecting for when I was coming in here, because I had a not bad a level of qualification. But you find that the qualification that you come with, if you try to compare with the Australian qualification, you find that they are a little bit lower. They want you to upgrade those qualifications. It's like you have to start again for a few years or for a few months just to adjust yourself to the level that Australians want.
May hawig ang naging karanasan ng secondary school teacher na si Alessandro Michika. Nanguna siyang naghanap ng trabaho, may 5 taon na ang nakalipas.
I need to say that it was very challenging at first. It's quite different to my country. And I guess that here it depends on your profession as well. That's what I noticed. The very first challenge for me was to create a resume which would be good enough to get a job. I had to write resumes in a different way. And as my profession was the profession of a teacher, I had to address every single criteria in a different way and write something which would be interesting to the people that were considering my application.
Karamihan ng mga naghahanap ng trabaho tulad ng tubong Italia na si Alessandro ay nakasandal sa suporta na makukuha mula iba't ibang lugar. Ang Job Active ay isang inisyatibo ng pamahalang federal upang maiugnay ang mga naghahanap ng trabaho sa mga taga-empleyo. Ang network na tinatawag na Job Active Providers ay matatagpuan sa 1,700 lokasyon sa buong Australia. Paliwanag ng Victoria State Manager Adrian Jenkins.
Job seekers come to us generally through the Centrelink system, so most of the job seekers will be on some form of income support. And the level of service depends on the circumstances of the individual. Generally speaking, when a job seeker comes to us, they will sit down with one of our consultants to do a job plan, and we will look at a whole range of possibilities to assist them. In some cases, that may be as simple as assisting them with their resume, also educating people about how the labour market works at the moment.
Maliban sa pagtulong sa paghanap ng hanap buhay, ito rin naglalayong matulungan ang mga tao sa mga kasanayan tulad ng pagsulat ng resume at paghahanda para sa mga job interview. Ang mga posibleng alok o job offer ay direktang ibibigay sa mga naghahanap ng trabaho. Ngunit ang suportang natatanggap mula sa serbisyo ay may kakabit na obligasyon mula magkabilang panig. Kasama dito ang regular na paghanap ng trabaho, 20 kada buwan, at ang pagdalo sa mga tintag na information sessions na inoorganisa ng Job Active Provider. Ayon sa gurong si Alessandro Michika, kung mayroong isang bagay siyang natutunan, ito'y maging strategic at iakma ang kanyang resume sa bawat pangangailangan o requirement ng taga-empleo.
And I would say that you should change your resume for each single job that you're going to apply for, because every single job has different criteria, different expectations, and you need different skills for different jobs. So you really need to try to write something very, very, very precise.
Sinusuri ng Department of Human Services ang kalagayan at katayuan ng bawat nais mag-access ng Job Active Program kung sila'y karapat-dapat. Sa pangkalahataan, ito'y maaaring ma-access sa mga nakakatanggap ng tulong pinansyal. Kung di maaaring mag-volunteer para sa serbisyong Job Active, sakaling makakuha ang taong iyon ng karapatang makapagtrabaho sa Australia. Ani Adrian Jenkins, ang mga naghahanap ng trabaho sa ilalim ng programa'y mula iba't ibang kultura at yapak sa buhay.
31% of our job seekers come from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds. 29% of our job seekers with us at the moment have some sort of disability. 8.2% have a refugee status. Homeless, 8.1%.
Nakipag-ugnayan din ang Job Active Program sa mga taga-empleyo na naghahanap ng staff. Sila'y makakatanggap ng natatanging serbisyong pang-recruitment. Binalangkas ng state manager na si Adrian Jenkins ang kasalukuyang mga pagbabago sa kalagayang hinaharap ng pamilihan.
It is difficult at the moment with, you know, the labor market. There is an increasing number of sort of part-time and casual jobs. The workforce is still becoming casualized, if that's a word, and the number of full-time jobs are decreasing. So some industries are diminishing, I'm sure you know, well, manufacturing sector. There are, however, opportunities. There are some growth industries. Food processing, for example, is one area there is some growth in employment. Obviously, the healthcare and community services sector is another growth industry. Aged care facilities, gardeners, maintenance people. So there is opportunities out there.
Anya'y isa sa mga hindi isinasaalang-alang ng mga naghahanap ng trabaho ay ang kahalagahan ng malawak na network pagdating sa oportunidad para trabaho.
One thing that we try and coach people in is that almost a third of all jobs are not necessarily advertised. It's word of mouth. So it's really important for people to understand that their own networking is really important. Often it is a friend of a friend of a friend who recommends someone to a job that's not advertised. The longer you are unemployed, one thing that happens is your network starts to diminish. So it becomes like almost a catch-22.
Habang nananatiling mahirap ang paghanap ng trabaho para sa mga bagong dating na migrante, hindi naman sumusuko ang taga-Tanzania na si Bob sa pagsasakatuparan ng kanyang isinalarawang Australian dream. Ipinangako niyang gugugol ng karagdagang oras upang makuha ang kakailanganing kwalifikasyon upang makakuha ng trabaho na para sa kanya'y angkop sa kanyang kaalaman at kasanayan.
It's up to you. You have to adjust and make sure that you come up with something that will replace the employers to give you a job that is of your most desires. So that means you have to go and open up the books, read harder. Time will come you get the job that you think you need. So I haven't given up. I'll get something better.
Ang mga fact sheets sa 15 iba't ibang wika ay maaaring ma-access ng mga naghahanap ng trabaho, jobsearch.gov.au.